If you want to start creating and selling digital products, come join us over in the Digital Magic membership. You get access to my digital product bootcamp, 30 digital product ideas every single month, exclusive masterclasses, co-working sessions, 50 ways to promote your digital product, and so much more. Head on over to herownmagic.com/DMM, and I will see you there. What's up, magical human? Hey, if you're like me and you want to create a bigger impact on the world, why not share your knowledge and talents with others? Welcome to the podcast, where I share marketing strategies, product creation tips, and real-life stories of how women all over the world are using their knowledge and creativity to build a life and business they love on their terms. I'll share with you over a decade of knowledge and show you how you can take what you already know and do and package it into a digital product like a course, membership site, or digital download that sells globally. I'm Amy Jo, and you're listening to the Digital Magic Podcast. I cannot tell you how easy it is to want to quit a lot. And I know I'm not the only one because I've been in several mastermind groups and we've talked about this, but it's the drive that keeps us going. It's just everything. Everything keeps you going. But man, some of the days you wake up and you're just like, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? And some of the days are really difficult because I don't know, maybe you have a client that's difficult. Maybe you have a product that's not selling. Maybe it's taxes. Maybe it's like, I don't even know, all the different things that come up as an entrepreneur that people don't talk about. Maybe it's working from home. You're like, oh, I've always wanted to work from home, but now I'm actually like super lonely. There's a million things that come up when you actually start the entrepreneur journey that I'm finding, and I find out new stuff like every year, I feel like. But I thought today we would talk a little bit more. We're on the personal side between me and you. So if you're driving in the car, just keep your eyes on the road, okay? That's very important. But I thought that we would get personal a little bit more. We'd get to know each other better. I wanted to share a story. This actually just popped in my mind. I'm batching a bunch of podcast episodes right now, actually. And the story that I told on the previous episode was about how my family and I just took a vacation. That was really cool. Like, I didn't have to, you know, ask off work. I didn't have to talk to a boss about getting time off. And it made me remember that when I was getting married, I had to do that. And I had to ask, like, for permission. Like, I had a very specific date that, or we had a very specific date that we wanted to get married. And it was actually on a Thursday. On a Thursday night. And so I remember filling out the timesheet of when I wanted to get married and when I wanted to go on my honeymoon. And then we had, you know, just all the wedding extravaganzas and stuff. And I just thought that I was just thinking about that recently. Like, you know, we went on this trip, didn't have to ask permission, didn't have to put my time in, didn't have to cross my fingers that it would get accepted. And that was just, it's just a cool feeling. And it also stirred up a lot of other memories about why I love working for myself and not for other people. But I definitely had some work experiences that made me scared to ever get a job again. And one of them, which I've talked about on this podcast, I had, you know, a very scary surgery that went wrong and I lost my job during all of that. And luckily I was still young. I was in my early 20s and I was able to live at home and my family could like nurse me back to health and help me. But it really opened my eyes to how disposable you are when you're working for somebody else. And that feeling of being just very vulnerable and, you know, reliant on a different income is like very scary. And so I always had it in my mind from that moment on that no matter what, if I even worked for somebody else, if I, you know, had a salary, like if I had a great job and I was best friends with the boss, like I would never only have one income stream ever again, because that can dissolve overnight faster than you know. And so that became a very tough, very scary, very real lesson that happened. And that was back in 2012. And I just remember that very vividly. And it's something that will always stick with me. And it's something that I'm very passionate about as far as talking to other women, being like, you know, do you have something, some kind of income stream? You know, you don't have to make $1 million. You don't have to build a $1 million business. All you got to do is have a skill that you can then get paid to do. cool if it's more than one skill. It's cool if it's multiple products that you create, you know, whatever it is. But you're creating these additional income streams that are going to serve you in the long run. So that whatever happens down the road, you are prepared, you have a little nest egg, maybe you're building up that savings account, you know, whatever it is. And there's people who come into the Facebook group, and I get it. Everybody wants to build a $1 million business, right? But we got to start at ground zero. We got to build that $200 a month business, the $500 a month business, the $1,000 a month business, the $10,000 a month business. We got to start there. Baby steps. Very, very important. Keep that in mind. So I guess my question as we kind of hop into this episode is, what dollar amount would you want to start with? What would feel comfy? What would feel good? If you could hit that amount, what would it be? For me, my very first dollar amount that I wanted to hit was $200 a month. I was like, if I could hit $200 a month and cover my car payment, I'm going to be sitting nice. I'm going to be feeling really good because I did it. And when I hit that, my next goal was $500. And then my next goal was $1,000. And so when I hit that $4,000 day, can you imagine the eyeballs that were popping out of my head when that happened, okay? When that did happen, I had a handful of digital offers. I had a coaching package offer. I had a web design offer. And then I think I had the ebook offer as well. I can't remember if that one, like the workbook, if that one had popped up yet. Anyways, not important. The important piece of this is that you have a way to generate an income when you need it. You have a skill, you have a product, you have something out there that if times get tough or if you need to build up that savings account or you're saving for, you know, a new car or this or that or whatever, that you have a way to do it because you never know what is going to happen in life, okay? And there's tons of episodes on this podcast. There's so much information out there on YouTube, on the podcast. You know, there's people all over the place that can help you and teach you and help you learn different skills. I can run through a list. You know what? I'm just going to do it. I'm going to run through a list right now. Here we go. Number one, the roadmap. Now, this is a digital marketing course. This is going to teach you the ins and outs of pretty much everything in the digital marketing space. This is going to teach you, you know, Pinterest and funnel building and how to build your funnel from the inside out, copywriting, blogging, SEO. It's going to teach you literally the umbrella of everything that you need in the online space. They have a huge community of people to answer all of your questions. They go live multiple times a week to answer your questions. It's pretty awesome. I have the course pulled up right now. If I go in here and I say access now, I'm going to walk you through exactly what you are going to get. Now, this is a huge course and it's only $497, which the price point you really can't beat. But the course itself is big. Like, there's a lot to go through. There's a lot of information. It's amazing the amount of information that you get at this price point. I can tell you I've spent thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to learn a lot of the stuff that they are teaching within this roadmap course. So that's pretty cool. Now, module one is diving into the world of digital entrepreneurialism. Module two is building a solid business base. Module three, tailoring a business to your vision. Module 4, from idea to market ready product. Module 5, branding essentials. Module 6, introduction to business automation. Module 7, legal documents that you need for the roadmap. So the roadmap itself is an entire basically school for digital marketing education to teach you how to do it. But then once you learn these skills, if you want to turn around and sell this course, you can. It's called Master Resell Rights. So basically once you buy this course, you own it and you can resell it at whatever price point you want. That is $497 or $495, whatever it is, or over. So module 8, you can do a bypass funnel with doing a stand store. So they teach you how to build a stand store. Option 2 is you build it through system.io, which is the free funnel platform that I have talked about on this podcast. If you go to herownmagic.com/funnel, you can get that free funnel template to put into your free system.io account. Let's see. Module 12 is how to test your funnel to make sure that it works and that it converts. Module 13 is all about email marketing. Module 14 is email marketing with your stand store if you decide to go that route. 15 is with your system.io store. Module 16 is all about blogging to help drive traffic to your website and to your products. Module 17 is all about online marketing. Module 18 is business and content optimization tools. Module 19 is navigating business challenges. Module 20 is customer service excellence. So how, obviously, to like have a good customer experience, very important. Module 21 is sustaining business momentum. And then you get into all of these social platforms. So module 22 is all about Facebook marketing. Module 23 is all about TikTok marketing. Module 24 is all about Instagram marketing. Module 25 is all about YouTube marketing and starting your YouTube channel. Module 26 is all about Pinterest marketing. Module 27 is video editing with CapCut. So they're going to teach you how to like edit videos to make them captivating. And module 28 is how to use Kajabi to build your own course, which you do not have to use Kajabi. I love Kajabi and I will build on Kajabi forever. I love working with clients who are on Kajabi because I love that platform. But you do not have to start there, especially if you are a beginner. It is a pricier platform to start out with. That's why they go into the Stand store, into the system.io options. So you can trial both of them, see which one you like better as the business owner. But this is a chunky course, like I told you. And for the price that you are going to get it at, it's kind of out of this world, honestly. It's something that I have not seen. That is why there is such a huge buzz about it in the online space. I don't know if you saw it or not, because it does come with the master resale rights. So if you're interested in that, I have more information about it. Go to herownmagic.com/roadmap and you can check that out. Oh, but it's pretty amazing. Now, that is just on like in itself the program, and then you have the actual community aspect of it. So the community itself is very cool. They go live regularly and they have tons of people in there ready and eager to answer your questions. They also have a huge chunk of testimonials that you can run through as well, where you can actually see, you know, testimonials and how this process and creating digital offers and selling courses and digital downloads and memberships and things like that works across the board. And so I think that's really cool. They do challenges, they do meetups, they do all sorts of things. Okay, so that's number one. Number two is the free Mama membership. This one is specific to you if you're interested in becoming a virtual assistant. So if you are someone who loves supporting other business owners, like maybe you don't want to have a full business for yourself, like you like to be kind of on the back, you want to help support other business owners who are and other entrepreneurs out there who need help. Maybe they need help with their email marketing. Maybe they need help on social media. Maybe they need help with creating graphics or with Canva, you know, video editing, whatever it is. There's tons of different niches within the virtual assistant space, but it is booming. I will tell you, even during 2020, even during recessions, there are always going to be people out there looking for virtual assistants to help them in the online space. It is, dare I say, easy to get clients when you are looking for a virtual assistant position, especially if you know where to look. Now, the free mama, she has It's Lauren Golden. She has a free Facebook group specifically for helping people become a virtual assistant, but there's a lot of business owners in there as well. And I've seen over and over again, people being in there being like, hey, I'm just starting to offer services. And then the comment section just explodes because everybody is looking for a VA. So by the way, all of these links are going to be in the description of this podcast. Again, the show notes, you can check that out, but it's pretty darn amazing. I'm telling you, virtual assistant positions do not charge hourly. Don't do that to yourself. You want to charge on a retainer basis. So on a monthly basis minimum with like a 3-month minimum retainer, ideally is what I would do. But anyways, the free mama membership walks you through all of this. So it's going to tell you how to set up your Facebook page so that it converts, how you should position yourself, the wording that you should use, how to reach out, how to DM, like everything. I'm pretty sure there's scripts and stuff involved as well, where you can just plug and play. She makes it very simple. She has behind the scenes, like over the shoulder training that shows you, okay, do this on your Facebook page, change this, update this, da 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 da. It's very cool. So that's number two. Number three is the Etsy Accelerator from my friend Jenny Hall. She is all about Etsy. She has sold over 40,000 digital downloads. She does patterns, like sewing patterns. She sold over 40,000 through Etsy. So she has this program called the Etsy Accelerator. And if you're interested in selling on Etsy and selling digital downloads, like maybe you do patterns, maybe you do, you know, ebooks, workbooks, whatever it is, If it's a digital download and you're looking to sell on Etsy specifically, she is amazing. Amazing. It's called Etsy Accelerator. Number four is Wolf School. This is a print-on-demand course by Brittany Lewis, and it's all about growing a print-on-demand shop using Printify and Etsy. So print-on-demand, if you're not familiar with that term, is basically where you're taking your designs, or, you know, designs that you own the rights to, and you're putting them on physical products, but the company, like Printify, you use them as kind of like a third-party company, and they print it, package it, ship it. They handle all of that stuff, all the stuff that I don't like to do. I don't really like shipping and packaging and doing all that stuff. I like someone else to handle it. And so that is her program, what she talks about as far as print on demand and selling it specifically through Etsy. Number five is my other friend, Jenny Hansen Lane, and we met in the online space, and she is awesome, and she focuses on publishing on Amazon through Amazon KDP. So she focuses on low content book publishing. This is journals, planners, there's so many puzzle books. There's tons of different things that you can do, but that is what she specifically focuses on. She has a YouTube channel as well, which I will link in the show notes. You can check her out. But if you are interested in selling on Amazon and using Amazon KDP, again, it's print on demand because you're creating these files of your low content book, you know, if it's a journal or, you know, whatever it is, you're creating that, you're uploading it to Amazon KDP, and then Amazon is in charge of printing it, packaging it, shipping it, all those things. Woohoo! We love that. So that's number five. Number six is Digital Magic Membership. That is my little membership over here in the online space, and it's going to walk you through intros of everything that we just talked about. And if you're curious about all of these, it's going to help you kind of pick out which one is going to be the best fit for you. It starts out with the Digital Product Bootcamp, which walks you through a series of videos. It's about 10 audio lessons that will help you kind of navigate the online space and figure out what would be a good offer for you to sell. So it walks you through brain dumping, picking out that profitable offer, knowing what to do with it. What do you do now? How do we actually sell this thing? And then on top of that, I like to update regularly. So it's just a one-time payment, but I like to keep things fresh over there. And so every month on the first of the month, I give you 30 new digital product ideas. So you're never going to run out of ideas of things that you can create or, you know, additional products that you can add into your shop and into your life, into your business, which is super cool. And then we also deliver a masterclass once a month to you as well. There's a lot of goodies inside of the Digital Magic membership available at herownmagic.com/DMM. You can check that out there. I hope you enjoyed this nice little list of all the cool things, all the cool offers out there. And go check them out. See which one is right for you. If you have any questions, find me over in the Facebook group, Digital Product Female Entrepreneur Facebook group, and I will see you there. And remember, take it slow. Take your time. You're not in a rush. But I want you to always remember why you're doing this. What are those first baby step goals that you want to hit? Is it $200 a month? Is it $1,000 a month? Whatever it is, set those goals first and always remember why you are doing this. Why are we doing this? Are we doing it so that we don't have to have a boss ever again? Are we doing this so we don't have to work in a cubicle ever again? Are we doing this so that we can stay home with our kids? Are we doing this so that we have the option to homeschool or private school or do whatever we want to do? Are we doing this so that we can travel more? Are we doing this so that we can cover our car payment? Are we doing this because we don't want to deal with work bullies ever again? That was a big one for me too. So whatever your reason is, I want you to just write it in really big letters, plaster it everywhere so that you remember why you're doing this and stick with it. You got this. I believe in you, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye. Aw, man, this episode's over, but that's okay. You can come hang out in the Digital Product Female Entrepreneurs Facebook group, hang out with thousands of us making digital products, creating awesome, cool things, and selling them to the world. Come get inspired. Come hang out with us. There's thousands of us there, and we cannot wait to support you. Now, if you need some ideas on digital products that you can create and sell, go to herownmagic.com and download my freebie. It's 65 digital products you can create and sell by this weekend. It is waiting for you there. Go check it out. And you have an amazing week. Thank you for tuning in. I will see you next time. Go create your own magic.